Hello. Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Shannon, I'm Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Girl, I want to take you to a gay bar. I want to take you to a gay bar. I want to take you to a gay bar, gay bar, gay bar.
Bitch, bitch, titties, bitch, titties, bitch. Did I do good?
I think you did good.
Okay, good. Hey, bitches.
What up, bitches?
It is episode 31. Oops, I just touched the microphone. Do you think that's going to mess things up?
No, you're fine.
All right.
Come on in.
It's going to be probably the weirdest episode that you guys have ever heard because we are live at PenguinCon.
Live at PenguinCon 2013. Whoop.
Yeah, so who am I? What's going on?
You're Maggie.
I'm Maggie.
I'm Shannon.
And this is Getting Drunk
with Shannon and Maggie.
Why'd you cut me off? I was going to say it.
Fuck you.
So as people decide to come in for our live podcast, we're going to have to keep on like reintroducing. So those of you who are regular listeners of the podcast are going to be like, I fucking know already. But those of you who are, you know, but we're just going to be really nice to our listeners.
Drinks! Yay!
Yeah, so we got cocktails, or as
cocktails.
I like to call them, twat-tails. You guys
twat-tails.
Know that. Twat-tails.
Oh my gosh, you put lemons in them. Oh, so fabulous.
I know, look at how cute they are.
So, they're so beautiful. Take a picture, give me your phone.
Okay, use my phone.
Oh my Jesus.
So, first things first, all night we have been drinking Sonic Screwdrivers.
Sonic Screwdrivers.
Because geek.
We love Doctor Who.
You just like Doctor Who.
Fuck you. Just because I haven't watched doesn't mean I don't fucking appreciate it. Okay?
I love Doctor Who.
It's in my instant queue. I've been meaning to watch it.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Excuses are like assholes. Everybody has one and they all stink.
Oh, yeah. It's okay. Yeah. That's all right.
So,
whatever.
So, you have an excuse.
This is going to
be very difficult. There's a lot of extra
noise. It's all right.
Going on. What do you call these things when you have stuff going on? Stimuli.
Lots of stimulus.
Stimuluses. I'm so stimulated right now, you guys. Okay, Sonic Screwdriver. So this one is the 10th Doctor.
10th Doctor, yes.
10th Doctor Sonic Screwdriver. And I have
because he has a blue Sonic
Screwdriver. His Sonic Screwdriver is Sonic's blue, right? And then Sonic's green for the 11th Doctor.
Yeah, which so just means make this drink plus orange juice.
Right. Yeah. I have to say, I think I like...
Actually, tell everyone what we're drinking.
So the Sonic Screwdriver for the 10th Doctor. It has citrus vodka, blue curacao, and ginger ale. And it is quite delicious and tasty.
Quite delicious, yes.
But then the 11th Doctor's was just a screwdriver with blue curacao in it. And I was like, wow, this tastes a lot like a screwdriver. So, you know, this
one... It's still fucking yummy.
It was still fucking yummy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this one had the extra yum factor that was delicious.
I think it's the ginger ale kind of makes it refreshing.
It made it fucking fancy.
Fancy!
All right, so for those of you guys in here...
Welcome, everyone.
Hi there.
Thanks for coming.
So those of you listening at home, there's
high
people...
High fives and chest bumps to everyone around the room. How's it going? If any of you order drinks, you must get us one as well.
That's right. That's the rule. That's
and then if we get too drunk, we...
Shots!
We love shots!
Yes, we take all the drinks.
And if we get too drunk, that means one of y'all has to put us up in your hotel room tonight.
We have to, and I am a snuggler.
We like to cuddle, and we have nice pillows. So,
like that, good.
Yeah.
So, listen, I have my Twitter open if you guys want to tweet us questions.
Or you can just scream at us.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Shannon is on. But if you want to anonymous.
What the fuck are you trying to say?
Anonymously.
We've been drinking since
6 p.m.
6 o'clock.
We don't mess around.
We don't mess
here.
Around, no. You generally. So, welcome. I'm going to just introduce again.
Yeah, reintroduce.
Since, like, the room is kind of full now. We
connect.
Are you recording?
We're recording. Right, we've been recording since you guys walked in for 5 minutes.
4 minutes and 33 seconds.
We're on a time crunch here. We get 50 minutes in this room, so we had to pre-drink starting at 6 o'clock. Yeah. So we're going
to
be drunk for you guys, so we can put on like an awesome podcast for you. We just did. We know ourselves. You know, we've been hanging out in the lobby having a good time. So welcome, everyone, to Getting Drunk with Shannon and Maggie. This is a weekly podcast that we have on available for you on iTunes as well as Stitcher. Our web address is drunksandm.podbean.com. Yeah, I know. Isn't it awesome? Drunk
Shannon,
S&M.
That's Shannon.
I'm Shannon.
That's
this
Shannon.
Is Maggie.
I'm Maggie.
Yep. And we started this podcast just because we hang out once a week. We get together once a week. We have some chick flick time. We get drunk. We watch some TV. And we're fucking hilarious.
Don't forget cheese.
Oh, cheese. Oh, we have cheese in the bag.
Let's eat the cheese
in the bag. once a week, we get together. We have fancy cheese. We have alcohol. There's a plate in there, too.
Oh,
just no knife. And fancy chocolates.
We've been eating the chocolates all night.
Yeah.
But we save the cheese for now.
We get together. We have fancy cheese. We watch TV. And we just kind of hang out and talk about life. So it's a really good time. So I really encourage you guys to check us out. I think our website, you have to page back to go to the very beginning. But if you're downloading us on iTunes, I think it goes back to like 2 months or so. Whatever is on like the front page feed of our website. So I'm just, fuck you. Shut the fuck up.
So, by the way, I started to say something, which is that you can
tweet Maggie if you really want to.
At the sex toy chick. If you want to tweet us questions live, we can answer live questions.
Or you can just scream them.
That's fine, too.
I'm at Shannon's party.
But she's on airplane mode right now for the recording.
Yeah.
So if you tweeted her, she wouldn't know. And so that would be difficult and stuff. This song makes me feel like I want to rave. I know. Reminds me of raving times in my life. And this guy who I used to make out with, who I called the hotness.
Behind
his back.
I dated Rick the Dick.
And this guy was
no,
still,
I didn't date. Yeah,
this
no,
guy was
yeah.
still gorgeous.
Yeah.
Why was he called the Dick?
He had a big penis. That's why he was called Rick the Dick. No, he had
no.
a big penis. Did I date Rick the Dick?
Rick the asshole.
I'm trying to think.
You don't even remember if you
Rick
dated him
asshole.
Or not?
No, I didn't. I didn't date him per se. I fucked him.
Right.
So
got it.
But I can't remember if Rick the Dick was my guy or my ex-boyfriend's guy. who caught that? Yeah.
Oh.
They fucking caught that. Was it Rick the Dick? I don't know. I had a dick and he had a dick and we both had nicknames for him and that was just kind of funny. Nah. So. You're raving. The hotness.
He was just beautiful.
He thinks he's like the fucking situation or something.
No, he didn't call himself that. We called him that behind his back.
Yeah, like McDreamy.
So delicious.
Cheese.
Yeah. What? I just chunked off a chunk and started eating.
You're talking about the cheese now, yeah?
Yeah, but he asked if we were talking about the cheese.
Follow the fuck along, people.
Yeah,
okay.
You just have to roll with it. You know,
just roll with it.
It sort of makes me realize that probably our regular listeners all the time are like,
what the fuck?
Well, when I listened to the thing of me shopping in your shoes last week, so Shannon just recently moved.
I just moved.
And she wears like a half size larger than me. So she was like, I'm getting rid of all these shoes. And I was like, no, you're not. Right? So like for the whole first 5 minutes, it doesn't make any goddamn sense what I'm talking about.
We're talking about shoes.
I'm like,
that's really cute. Oh, those are awesome. Woo. It's like we're having fucking orgasms.
Right.
So we're just looking at shoes.
Anyway, with people being here to ask questions, to have like input, it makes me realize how probably normally confused our listeners usually are.
That's probably why our listeners have dropped. Like they're like, I'm fucking tired of these drunk bitches.
Serious. Mm. I'm serious. They've been dropping because we haven't been drunk enough lately.
Actually, I've been watching what I eat and consume, so I haven't been drinking as much. And Maggie's been really sick for like the last 2 months, which I'm just going to exaggerate. So just shut the fuck up.
I'm shutting the fuck up. I've been practically dead.
And so we've been trying to be organized. We have little lists and stuff, and I have noticed like they don't listen to us as much anymore.
Where's our fucking list, by the way?
It's in that the
we had a list of things we were going to talk about.
On the envelope.
Well, why didn't you get it out?
Do I have to fucking do everything?
Yes. You're the one in charge of everything. Get it out now. So I was going to tell a story about my roommate. Okay, so first of all.
Her roommate.
He's like 33 years old.
Yeah, her roommate.
He's like 33, so it's just like, you're too fucking old to be behaving like this. Like, I first of all, I shouldn't have to have roommates anymore, but I do. So I still have to live with people because I'm poor and it sucks. And then, so he, like, is drunk and high all the time. And his fuck buddy, who he's not actually dating, but he only sleeps with her and she's over at our house all the time, she makes a goddamn fool of herself, like, constantly, because she, like, comes into the house. Okay, and I sleep in the living room a lot because of an issue that I don't really feel like sharing with all of you guys. Okay, my boyfriend is quitting opiates. That's why. And so I can't sleep.
Jesus Christ, and you're like, I'm not going to talk about it. All right, fine. He's a fucking addict, all right? Don't judge me.
Well, it's not even that. He's quitting the anti-opiate drug, right? So, like, yes. He's quitting the thing that's, like, methadone, but he takes Suboxone. So anyway, he's quitting that, and so it's really horrible to sleep with him because it's like fucking sweaty and he flops around a lot.
That's just everyone. Okay, a survey in the room. How many of you men like sweat your balls off when you sleep at night?
They're not being honest.
The ones that don't raise their hand don't
they're
know
just
it.
Lying.
They don't know that they don't have a partner to say like, you fucking sweat like Shrek, motherfucker. Like, there were like three guys who were like, me. The rest of y'all don't have a partner to rat you out, so that's why you don't know, all right? If you wake up in a pool of your own sweat, it's not cum, I promise you. It's fucking sweat.
So anyway, he comes home with this dumb bitch who...
Your roommate.
My roommate does, not my boyfriend. He just sleeps in the bed, and I sleep on the couch a lot. But he's going to be done. He's going to be done quitting in, like, a month, so then I actually can sleep.
It's been a long process. It's been like 3 years.
So long.
Yeah. He's doing this self-regimented, like, I'm getting
because
off my drugs shit.
Was an asshole. This is all not information that people need to know. The point is, I sleep in the living room a lot. And my roommate comes home with his drunk-ass skank of a non-girlfriend whore who makes, like, fucking hooker noises in the entryway of our house all the time. Like, she's all like, and I'm just like, shut up. Shut your whore mouth. Right? And then, like, they go upstairs and she screams like a fucking monkey. It's terrible. It's fucking terrible. Right? So last night, he brings a bunch of people home, and it's like a Thursday.
He doesn't listen to this, does he?
He is my Facebook friend, so he could listen at some point, but...
He probably doesn't, though.
He probably doesn't. Yeah. So anyway, where is I in the story? Stop trying to derail me. I'm fucking confused and drunk.
Hooker sex upstairs.
Hooker sex. Right. So she sounds like a goddamn
whore.
Slut whore. Right, so there's a lot of whimpering in there too. I just fucking hate it. So he comes home. Yes, thank you. So he comes home last night, and there's a bunch of people, and they're smoking on the porch, and he's like fucking loud. And Mark calls me on the phone. He's upstairs, and I'm downstairs.
Yeah, so
and
her boyfriend calls her.
He calls
on the
me.
Phone. They
and
are in the same goddamn fucking house.
He calls me on the phone, and he's like, "What the fuck?" And he's like, "I'm too old for this. We are too old to deal with drunk people's bullshit every day." He's like, "No more alcoholics. No more drug addicts. And no more bitches who don't know if there's a dick in them or not." So I was like, I know, it was so good. That was my favorite thing. I just laughed really hard at that. And then I reminded him that he said that this morning. Because she really, obviously, clearly has no idea whether or not she's being fucked or not. Like, yeah. She's so confused.
She just, like, walks around like she's having an orgasm all
constantly.
Time.
I just want a cunt punter. Bitch, stop it. What the fuck is wrong with you?
So one of the things we do every week is we watch TV and then we talk about it. Maggie and I used to get together and watch Glee every night. Don't judge us. But we don't anymore.
Because Glee started sucking ass.
Started sucking ass. Where are you going? Huh? Where do you think you're going?
Time to leave.
We said cock too much. We didn't even say cock once.
We said it now.
Yeah.
They're embarrassed about their sweaty balls.
High five. What the fuck was I saying? Oh,
we watch
Drag Race.
We watch RuPaul Drag Race.
So it's time for our weekly Drag Race recap.
It's called a recap.
Whatever. That's fucking copyrighted by logo. So, like, fucking do your RuPaul
I can tell
recap.
You're drunk because you're hiccuping.
Shut up.
So, top three this week.
Yes.
Roxy Andrews.
Roxy Alaska Thunderfuck. Isn't that awesome? Yeah. And Jinx Monsoon.
I can't, so I don't remember what I wanted to say about it.
Because you're fucking drunk.
I am so drunk right now.
And I'm driving. Yeah. Who's got extra room in their hotel room?
Right? Well, come snuggle.
Raise your hands. Raise your hands.
Nobody raise their hand.
So, RuPaul's Drag Race, top three. They're all, who is familiar with RuPaul? All
right. Straight guy says Roxy is shit.
Oh! Roxy! Oh!
So we had a five and tough bump in the corner.
Straight guy over straight here guy, said Roxy.
Yeah.
Shit.
While Roxy is definitely a pageant queen, she, in my opinion, I agree with Ru, is each one of the queens this week did a great job in their own area of expertise. Roxy rocked it in
the hairography,
the phonography, the whole video thing. Like, I'm a supermodel making a rock star video. Like, I nailed that shit. And then Jinx Monsoon nailed it in the acting bit. And then Alaska Thunderfuck nailed it in,
on the runway.
So yep. Each one of these final queens has their own quirks and shine in their own fucking way. And so now it's like fucking 2 weeks. We have to wait till the goddamn finalist is like picked, and I'm kind of pissed about that bullshit.
Yeah, 2 weeks is gonna suck.
Fuck
but
that.
I haven't even, well, okay, so I did tweet Drag Race and said Lil Pound Cake for Miss Congeniality because Lil Pound Cake was the little doll that they
made. I think
made.
We have shots
oh,
coming
have
to
shots.
Us.
Shots, 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 shots,
shots, shots, shots, shots.
All right.
Dirty Girl Scouts.
Dirty Girl Scouts.
Dirty Girl Scouts.
Dirty Girl Scouts.
Right, wait, okay, let's have a toast. Here's to you.
And
here's
being fucking awesome.
To me. Best friends we'll ever be. If we'll ever disagree. Fuck you, and here's to me. There we go. Yay!
Yeah!
Alright,
do you
want a drink? Oh, yeah.
Those things are so tasty.
High five, buddy. Hey, come back here, give me
where's
a high five.
High fives?
High fives.
Where's
woo!
The...
You want
uh-oh.
What?
He wants a hug, which means I have to stand up. Alright, so Shannon...
I'll hug.
Shannon's nickname is The Rack, so you get all that boob action. You get all that fabulous boobiness in there. All right, I'm next. Oh, wait,
I grabbed
I'm
his ass. Maggie's getting up and hugging out. This is so much fun. I love having a live audience. It's like, what up? Like, because we're not rock stars enough, right? Because we have our own podcast because we love hearing ourselves talk, and now we have an audience.
I know. Where was I? I was
fucking Drag Race, but oh, I think it's already spent.
I was having a procedure done yesterday.
You had a procedure done yesterday?
Yeah, and while I was there, I told this lady what I do. I was like, yeah, I sell sex toys for a living. It's whatever. And she's like,
you do.
You do too. Shut up.
I know. This episode is brought to you by Slumber Parties by Shannon M because I've been charging everything to my business account tonight.
Woo! Good.
Holla.
Good. I love all of that.
Tax write off.
I'm going to burp. Whew. I don't taste it like chips and cheese.
So you're getting
a procedure done yesterday. And I told the lady I sell sex toys, and she was all like, oh, yeah, that seems like it suits you. And I said...
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
That, like, that is an appropriate thing for me. Like,
because you're outgoing and hilarious?
I said, yes, I'm very full of myself, and I think I'm funny. And she was like, at least you can admit it.
Don't they know the Mousy Girls do really well at this job, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so Shannon and I both sell sex toys for a living.
For a living.
You can pick which one of us is your favorite and then buy from us.
We actually put on a fabulous, like, dual show. Like,
well, that sounded dirty.
I know, boys. So, boys always think that these little slumber parties, these little sex toy parties that we hold for women, which are in-home parties, just like fucking Mary Kay and Scentsy, we come.
And Tupperware.
We show off our products. I call it like an hour and a half stand-up comedy routine about sex. And oh, by the way, you're going to buy all these awesome products that are going to help you in your love life. But when Maggie and I get together, it's like a goddamn Abbott and Costello like comedy routine.
/ shit show.
Yeah, like we should like do parties together all the time because it's fucking off the hook.
And also I make more money when
we're
you're there
like
with me.
Simon and... not Garfunkel.
Garfunkel and Oates.
Garfunkel and Oates. I like Garfunkel and Oates.
I watched Pregnant Women Are Smug the other day, and I was like, Pregnant women are smug. Everyone knows it, but nobody says it because they're pregnant. So I watched that. I was like, I still love that. It's so good.
Yes.
I forgot. And it's also still true.
Yes.
It's very true.
I have a secret to tell you off mic, so remind me later.
Secret about pregnant women.
Yes.
Who's pregnant?
I can't say. Don't say it. I know you know. Don't say it.
Moving on. Moving on. I shouldn't have said it. I need to delete.
Well,
that.
You know what? After we're done recording, we can tell everybody in the room because yeah, it's not like they know the person.
Yeah, they don't know her. Ah. Anyway, so Drag Race, kind of.
So that was our Drag Race recap. Also, yeah. I don't know who to vote for. I don't know if I want Jinx, Monsoon, or Alaska Thunderfuck to win.
We like to vote for the underdogs. And, like, yeah.
I'm pretty much on team not Roxy.
As much of the she-boner that I had for Roxy at the beginning of the season, like, she has just turned out to be a goddamn mean cunt.
Total cunt.
Mean cunt.
Yeah, and real bitch.
I don't use the C-word very often unless I mean it. So...
I'm so bummed that our friends that we made earlier didn't show up to this.
I know.
I thought that guy kind of loved me, and I really wanted him to be here.
That's all right.
I have a boyfriend, and we all know I love him very much, but I still want attention because I'm a fucking attention whore.
Attention whore.
Attention whore.
Baby.
I know. It makes me want to dance.
All right. So we don't know who to vote for, Alaska Thunderfuck or Jinx Monsoon. Yeah, I am perfect. Everyone else good in the room? Who needs booze? This is our beautiful waitress. She's going to hook us up. Yep, she's going to pop in every few minutes and take care of us.
She's going to stop. Yep. Nobody's tweeted me anything yet. At the sex toy chick. We are here. We can answer you questions.
How many people have Twitter in here? Anyone?
Oh, somebody did. Somebody did tweet us 7 minutes ago.
And
said, can you define pillows?
Oh, my boobs. My titties.
So
my
pillows. That was what.
Sorry.
For those of you who missed that. Maybe they just wanted us to say boobs. I don't really understand how you could miss that question.
Yeah, you're my pillows.
Pillows. I almost sang the song, too.
What song?
Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow. Everybody needs a bosom. So,
all right. What's next on our list?
It says microphones. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got microphones.
We normally just record just like right into the phone.
Yeah,
and
right into the phone.
Talk to it.
But there's lots of background noise. So Maggie was like, make sure you buy microphones. And so
I did. And they're not too shabby.
Mark was like, did you guys get good ones? I was like, they're okay. And he's like, did you spend $500?
No, I did not spend $500. I spent $75 on a setup. Actually, the connector cord is more expensive than these lavalier mics that I bought.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, I believe that. I had it clipped to me earlier, but I just like sort of holding it.
And it kind of needs to be like way up by the mouth.
Well, I'm very loud. You're the one who like gets on the podcast and gets your low sexy voice.
I get my drunk sexy voice.
Your drunk sexy voice.
The drunker I get, the lower and sexier my voice gets.
But I'm just like, meh, 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 meh. I'm like a duck or something. So microphones,
Affleck.
Yeah. That's our next item. So the next... You have... Oh, wait.
You're fucking drunk, dude.
What the hell is this words? Email chick Twitter. So I want you to tell that story. Email chick?
Yeah.
The email chick?
We have notes just to make sure. Usually we're very organic with our podcast and just like let shit flow. But it's kind of nice to have reminders of lists. So
the lists are helpful.
We've been together since 2:30 this afternoon. We've had a lot of awesome conversations already.
It's really sad.
We have to start writing down shit so remember to talk about it again
later. We should
later.
Literally just record every conversation we have and then just edit.
Which is why we started doing a podcast. Like, honestly, we have so many awesome things that we say to each other. We should just record this shit. So, anyway, my real name's Shannon Marshall. And I've had...
Now they can start stalking you!
Stalk me, please. You can all stalk me. I'm very stalkable.
I just missed them. I just missed my mouth with the straw.
Did you stick it up your nose?
I did it in my teeth.
That hurts. Anyway, I've had a Gmail account since you had to have an invitation to have Gmail. Yeah, okay, like three people in the room. Yeah, so that's like...
12 years now, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So recently, very recently, like in the last 3 years, I get a lot of random emails for other Shannon Marshalls. Okay, other Shannon Marshalls who think their email is shannonmarshall@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. All right. So technically my email is shannon.marshall, but Gmail doesn't care. They actually have like a fact page that's like, we don't fucking care. You can put as many capital, lowercases, dashes, dots, whatever. We don't care. You own every single variation of your email name at gmail.com. Okay? So I get some motherfucking crazy ass emails. Okay, I get signed up for a lot of shit I don't need. I love the emails, though, that give me access to people's, like, monster.com accounts. So I can alter their resumes and shit and see what they're applying for jobs for. I got an email once from...
Are you telling the good one?
Seattle. Yeah, this is my favorite one. I got an email once from Seattle about my husband's sperm count from a sperm bank, and that his numbers are good. You're good to go, Miss Marshall. And I was like, it's not me, sorry. But I have this East Coast bitch who's just always signing up using the wrong goddamn email. And so most recently, this last week, she finally decided to get a Twitter account. And so I got her, you have set up a Twitter account. Please verify your Twitter account using this email. And of course, I'm like, yay! I finally know who the fuck you are! And so I Twitter her. I tweet her. I'm like, hey! Nice to finally meet you. Could you stop using my fucking email for everything, you goddamn bitch? I didn't say goddamn bitch. I said it in my head. I didn't say it in the tweet. But, like, I have asked, like, she just applied for a job. She applied for a job and used the wrong email and sent it to me, and it got sent to me. And I feel like a fucking idiot. That's who fucking does that. And I'm like, so I get all sorts of emails. I get PTA reminders. I get drama tryout reminders. I get all sorts of random shit. And so I'm just always constantly, hey, sorry, I got the wrong Shannon. Honestly, I've had this email since two. Yeah, I'm like, I've had this email.
I guarantee you they'll correct.
Yeah. I love that idea.
Awesome. I love it.
All right, so he just said that she needs to put an auto reply for her sex toy business.
Yeah, yeah.
And that those bitches
Thanks
will.
Thanks for your email.
That.
If you want a dildo, please respond. Banging Butterflies on sale this month. What?
Here's our anal package now available for 20% off.
Anal package, now that is awesome. Anal package now available 50% off. That would be awesome.
I love it.
Is there a starter pack for that?
Like, the starter anal package? Yeah. Yeah, we can hook you up. Just catch us on the flip side.
Yeah.
Usually I carry all my shit in the car, but I've been moving recently, so all my stock's at home, which actually becomes a problem in the summertime. So Maggie and I both do slumber parties, and so I tend to like always carry my shit on me because I have a lot of stuff. Like it takes me 4 trips in and out of a house, anyone's house, to get all my stuff in and out.
It takes me more than that.
Takes you more than that?
Yeah.
Oh.
I have a smaller car and I have smaller bags. Yeah, so I have like 30 small bags.
I have a bunch of monster bags.
I have like
anyway,
30 small bags.
So I usually always carry my stuff except for December through March and July through August. Okay? Because shit freezes and shit melts. So, like, I think I'm going to rearrange my bags and put everything that melts in one bag.
Yeah.
And everything that freezes in another bag.
Yeah.
So in the wintertime, I just take that bag out of the car.
I like
and
that.
In the summertime, I just take the other bag out of the car.
I like that plan.
Question?
That sounds really strange.
Yeah, no, no, no.
There are people that would like those really cold toys.
Yes, we've been asked, like, how cold can you get this? How cold can I get stuff? And we used to carry a glass item that actually you could freeze and use, but it doesn't get, like, you know, it warms up when you start using it in your body. So nothing that stays too cold too long.
Well, now we have the chill.
And I had someone that was like, can I fuck an ice cube? I'm like, sure, but
if you wanna.
It's going to melt, number one. So number two, I recommend if you're going to fuck a ice cube penis, you at least wrap it up in a condom so when it starts melting, you know, right? So...
You're so
we get
smart.
A lot of weird shit, people. Like, you would not believe, like, the shit say, we run into.
Not much that can shock me anymore.
Nothing shocks us anymore.
No. Yeah. Except sometimes I listen to Dan Savage's Savage Love Cast.
I feel like such a novice when I listen to Dan Savage. I'm like, what?
I know. Like, Jesus this girl was like, I really want to cut my arms open and rub my boyfriend's semen in it. And I was like, that I can't handle. That's so far past the line. I can't even see the line from where I'm standing right now.
Yeah, no, and like in our product line that we carry, like we are fucking entry level people.
Yeah, it's
like
vanilla.
We are like bored housewives, like 18-year-olds just figuring out how to masturbate and use a dildo, like entry level. Like if you need gags and speculums, like we can like refer you to people, but as far as like product goes, lots of toys, lots of lube, and some restraints.
Did I ever tell you about
a strap-on, and that's about it, right?
Did I ever tell you about the thing where I did the brain injury, like the sexual
yes.
thing?
Yes! So, yeah,
the brain injury thing.
We've never talked about that on the podcast, so tell people.
So I did this brain injury thing, like, so I the sexuality. God, I'm so drunk. I have to think so hard. Okay, I went to the Brain Injury Association of Michigan sexuality seminar and sold products there because people had complained in previous years that there wasn't anybody there like selling the products that they talked about. So I was there. It was really awkward because there's all these like wellness and health professionals and I'm like there with my roses being like, I've got the sex toys, right?
How's that going in?
I've got the sex toys. So there was this like really awkward moment though where this lady came up to me and was like, so this guy that she worked with, she was his assistant and he was a paraplegic and she was like basically asking if there was like a fuck machine for paraplegic and I really didn't know how to be like, that's called a prostitute. Like it's called, and at the time my friend was one, Mark's friend, not my friend, but Mark's friend was
her
a hooker
boyfriend.
And I was like, I can even refer one, she would love this job, handy, it's like the easiest thing in the world, right? Like so much better than the other shit, but I just didn't know how to be like, it's called you have to hire a bitch. Like, there is no such thing as a fuck machine, you know,
well,
for
sure
a paraplegic.
There is a fuck machine, but, you know,
yeah,
it's
but
a major
where,
investment.
But not, no, but, like, you'd have to get him hard, or she'd have to put it on his hard dick. Like, there was nothing where, like...
Apparently, like, getting hard is all psychological. It's not a muscle. It's, like, a brain function.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, there was no, like, non-awkward way for his caretaker or his mother to deal that thing, you know?
Oh, it's his mother. Like,
yeah,
not just a nurse or
well, the nurse was asking me about it, but for something that like she and his mother could help him with. So again, I was like, it's called a prostitute. Like, why
or,
is this not?
Or,
why is this
or
not
a
the answer?
Rubber glove and lube, mom. And that's just weird.
Right.
Oh, that's Maggie's making a little finger.
I'm making the hooky finger. I'm making the hooky finger. Whatever.
Prostitute.
Any guy who says he doesn't like that is lying or hasn't tried it.
So speaking of like paraplegics, there's a show on FX now called Legit, and it is, God damn it, it's a really funny Australian comedian, and he has turned his life into this sitcom, and one of the characters in it is a character with MS.
Uh-huh.
And so he's restrained.
I'm having such a hard time listening to you right now.
She can't focus, like everyone's distracting her. Like you all might as well be like fucking naked because she's like, woo, what up?
I know, let's have a dance party.
Dan, okay. We already had a dance party. We Gangnam styled in the lobby. Like that shit's gonna be a motherfucking YouTube tomorrow. I just know.
Dude,
it.
I deserve all of the views.
Golf clap. Could you all golf clap for her, please?
I know. I deserve that to be my video because we're going to be famous. And when somebody inevitably
Fat bitches Gangnam style and lobby of Marriott.
And then
all
inevitably
the
when it gets posted to
boys.
Reddit, I deserve all the free karma too. It's all mine. It's all mine.
Anyway, so the character Billy in the TV show has cerebral palsy, so he's restrained.
You said MS last time.
Did I say MS?
Yeah, you fucking lying bitch.
Is it MS? I don't know. the fucking disease you get later in life that paralyzes you. How about that? Can we all figure that out for ourselves? Like, fucking Google it. I don't know. He started out normal, and now he's
Parkinson's?
Disabled. Okay, no, it's not Parkinson's. That's like
I don't know what we're talking about.
That's like Harlem Shake disease, okay? Like,
that is so inappropriate.
Yeah,
you know that out.
That's all right. No, I'm not editing that out.
Oh, I'm ashamed to be your friend right like now.
Michael J. Fox could be in a Harlem Shake video.
I love him. Stop. Stop.
Oh, that one's too far. That one was... All right. Anyway, the character in the show, like... is in a wheelchair, and they get a hooker, right? Because he's never had sex.
Right.
And, like, all of a sudden, like, later on in the season, this hooker shows up pregnant. And so he thinks he's going to be a daddy, and everyone's excited all of a sudden because, like, the guy who's, like, a paraplegic
wait. So he assumes that it's his kid just because the hooker got pregnant?
Yeah, because his cock is so big in the show that the condom broke, so she assumes it's his.
Gotcha.
So then, of course, they have the baby.
And it's black.
Yes, it's black! High five! It's black. And she's like, oh, I guess that's my boyfriend's, not yours. And unfortunately, like, the guy is, like, really upset.
Aww.
And so it was, like, the
This story is making me sad. Can we be done with it
yeah,
now?
Yeah, we can be done with it now. So how did we even get the fuck on that subject?
I don't know either.
Cocks and balls.
And balls and cocks. That's how we got there.
Cocks, balls and cocks. All right.
Are you having a hard time reading our list now?
I'm old.
I'm like
stretching it out.
Also, the list is not that exciting.
It's not that
now
exciting.
Now that I'm drunk, I'm like, all of this is boring. It's so boring.
All fucking boring.
Super boring.
So we've been talking about me moving for like 3 weeks.
I know. All of our regular listeners are like, we get it. Shannon moved.
Shannon moved.
How did the move go?
It's still ongoing. I'm so like over it. I'm like, Scott, I'm done. I don't even fucking care what you do with the shit that's left in this house. Like, I am done. Like, throw it away. I don't care. Throw it away. The one thing I care about, though, people, is Shannon not only has an obsession with shoes, she also has an obsession with housewares. Okay?
Yeah, like the kitchen aisle at Meijer is my favorite.
Yeah. Utensils, plates, glasses. I have more cabinet space dedicated to fancy bar glasses and plates than I do food. Okay?
How often do you use it?
The question was how often do we use it? Maggie and I make sure we always use it. How often do we use it?
You drunk.
Shut the fuck up.
But you drunk.
Slumber parties, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
all right. But Maggie and I use my glassware all the time.
My husband has
to do the dishes afterwards, and so he really doesn't like washing like the gazillion plates and glasses.
Well, we like to do raclette night. We should do raclette night soon.
We need to do raclette night to break in your new apartment. We do. Yep.
So for those of you who don't know what a raclette is,
we'll tell you.
It's so cool.
Yeah, so cool. So
raclette is
a type of cheese. It's a Swiss cheese.
It makes it sound like it's Swiss cheese, but it's cheese from Switzerland.
It's cheese from Switzerland. It's like brie. So it's a cheese in a big wheel in a rind, all right? And you're supposed to heat it up and melt it. It's very, very stinky, like my
feet. Oh, it smells like nasty feet.
Smells like nasty ass feet, okay? But when you melt it, it is the creamiest, yummiest stuff in the goddamn world.
Right.
Okay?
Does it still stink?
No, does not stink when it's melted. Stinks when it's hard, does not stink when it's melted. I don't know why.
We know other things like that, too.
Sounds like a goddamn bad penis. I know. Sorry. So raclette cheese is a type of cheese, and the Swiss have devised a way to have a raclette kind of like fondue. You know, fondue's a thing. Fondue's a cheese, and fondue is like a melty thing, right? Same with raclette. Raclette is a cheese, and then there's raclette grills. So what you do is there's like this huge kind of like electronic stove thingy, okay? And you have these little itty-bitty trays, and you put toppings in it, and then raclette cheese on it or under it, and you put it under
so like
this heating element.
Onions, mushrooms,
melts.
bruschetta mix, yep. pico de gallo.
If you find us on Twitter or Instagram, like, you'll see all the shit toppings that we put on.
Because when we do raclette night,
like, we go fucking all out. It takes up this whole fucking table.
Mushrooms.
We have like goddamn 20 sides.
Yeah, it's good.
12 different cheeses, 12 different sides, and we have like the raclette grill.
Spinach.
Okay.
It's good.
So not only do we have raclette cheese, but we know we'll pull out other cheeses, mozzarella, cheddar, you know,
Shannon
Mexican,
loves cheddar.
Whatever. We love fucking cheese.
Where do you get it?
Where do you get the cheese, or where do you get the cheese?
Fancy cheese stores. So
Plum Market has it. Plum Market has raclette.
Yep.
Does Zingerman's carry it?
Maybe.
Zingerman's probably does, yes. So
I just know that when I've gotten it.
If you have a fancy cheese shop in town, or a Trader Joe's, or... Trader Joe's actually has sliced raclette. You can get in their like little deli section. Mm-hmm. And it's sliced, so you just kind of fold it up and put it on top of your toppings and melt it. But
Shannon gets hers normally at the Brighton Cheese Store.
Yeah, I'll get a fresh chunk of it from the local cheese shop.
And I get mine normally when I pick it up, I get it from Plum.
Yeah, so Plum Market.
What do we drink with it?
Whatever we want. Like wine. We drink a lot of wine. We've been drinking a lot of alcohol and club soda lately.
Yeah.
So like this
we're
is
trying
the most
to be like
calories
low fat
consumed in like forever.
Low sugar.
Since January actually.
I know.
This is the most calories we've had since January.
January was like low fat month, remember?
January was low fat month. Yep.
Cuz we were like, yeah, New Year's resolutions.
What?
So that was
But then we became addicted to like club soda and flavored vodkas. So that's what we've been drinking a lot.
That's so delicious.
So like tonight like drinking like blue carousel and shit is like whoo. We've had so many calories.
Dude,
we've been drinking since 6.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. It tasted
Shut
nasty.
Up.
I'm
no,
serious.
You did not.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
I burped and now it tastes
God
hot and nasty
it.
In there.
No, people don't need to know that, Maggie.
These are things that I say at your podcast at your house all the time.
I have a fucking piece of chocolate.
Just because there are people sitting here in front of my face doesn't mean that I can't still be inappropriate.
No, we're going to be very inappropriate. Oh! Speaking of inappropriate, would it be inappropriate?
Sure.
All right. So, we had a conversation earlier, and you guys can agree with us or disagree with us.
You can feel however you want to feel.
Yep.
I give you permission.
Yep.
I'm closing my eyes so much, I'm just like,
this
is a mess. I'm a mess.
All of these are our own personal opinions and convictions. So, there's been a lot of crazy shit going on in the world this last week, right?
Yeah.
So we had like the incident in Boston, and then we had like this huge incident in Texas where a plant blew up and hundreds of people died. And then like yesterday in India, some crazy like factory collapsed. Like the building was like cracked in half and they're like, oh, just go in, it's okay. And then halfway through the day, the fucking building collapsed and like 300 people died.
Bunch of people died in Iraq.
Bunch of people.
Shit's fucked up in Syria.
Shit's fucked up in general. Like, there's always bombings. Our soldiers are dying left and right. Like, there's all this crazy shit going on in the world. But, like, the one thing our country is grasping to
right
now.
You definitely just said our cunt.
Our country.
There you go.
Our country is grasping to right now is this random bombing that happened in Boston.
Well, that is not totally random. But it is weird that's like...
It is random. The thing that happened in Boston was two dirty bombs, and shit like that happens across the world every day and gets absolutely no recognition.
Yeah, but this time it happened to us, damn it. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. And, you know, like... I think that the shit in Texas is really upsetting and fucked up because it was like the people who owned the building knew that they were being illegal
assholes.
Right,
just like in India. Like, they knew the building was collapsing.
They knew.
They're like, oh, go in and make our fucking Walmart clothes.
But I think the difference from people's perspective is that the Boston bombing was something deliberate, and because of that, like, act of deliberation that makes it somehow worse I mean, I don't necessarily think that it is. I agree with you. It's messed up that all this other fucked up shit has been happening, but like the news hasn't been covering it as much.
Right. So I just find it interesting that when tragedy happens in our country, whether it's weather related from
Sandy,
hurricanes, Sandy, Katrina, Edward. Now, let's go back fucking 10 years because Florida, hello, people, is still rebuilding.
From Hurricane Charlie.
It's Hurricane Charlie, okay? So, and New Orleans is still building from Katrina. And not only are the areas still rebuilt, and New York still fucking fucked up from Sandy. So, not only is the world, like, always dealing with natural disasters, on top of it you have war and terrorism to deal with, and it just seems that our country and our media focuses on the terroristic, quote unquote, terroristic attacks that happen
way more than anything else,
exaggerate them more than anything else.
Yeah, I
feel just
that.
Kind of, I don't know, it's kind of upsetting.
Like, it is upsetting.
You know, I get it. Boston, awesome. You know what? That shit fucking happened in Detroit. We'd all band together too. It's a regional thing. Like East Coast, middle class Americans, like, you fucking hurt us, and we're like, fuck you, motherfuckers. Like, we're gonna band together and we're gonna like dick slap you because you fucking pissed us off, and we're not gonna take it. All right, it's like a goddamn Dee Snider video. Like, we're just not gonna take it anymore.
Yeah. Well, you know, like here's one thing that I sort of feel like, and I'm thinking right now, and maybe I'm an asshole. I can't tell, maybe. But, like, let's think about this real quick. So there's, like, a whole thing for that guy who was the double amputee, where the guy in the cowboy hat was totally, like, holding his artery closed, right? So they've raised, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars for his medical bills, but he has insurance. Not that that doesn't mean that it's not going to cost a lot. It is. But, like, what about all those people in India who just died? Are we going to pay for their funerals? Like, are people banding together and sending money to them?
Right.
I don't know. There's still
not
people
in our country.
There's still people too.
Yeah.
They're people too.
Exactly. So, like, that's kind of the point that I want to make. Like,
we're all people. That's fucking
deep.
We're
all people. Like, shit fucking happens and it fucking sucks. So why do we only pick on one thing to band together about instead of everything?
Yeah, I don't know.
We just got, like, way philosophical.
This happens sometimes.
Sometimes.
Drunk philosophies.
That should be a class. How many people take that class? Like, drunk philosophies.
Drunk philosophies.
Yeah.
Okay, next year, Shannon. next year.
Next year, we're going to teach at University of Michigan drunk philosophies. It's going to be right after a history of witchcraft and right before steelhead fly tying. Okay.
Well, drunk philosophy is every Saturday night in any dorm.
He said drunk philosophy is any night at any dorm, or any Saturday night in any dorm.
That's drunk sex ed, honestly.
Oh, snap.
No, actually, that's Michigan State.
All right. I think we are about out of time. Unfortunately, we still have
4 more minutes.
Oh, we have four more minutes.
I don't want to end on a sad philosophical note.
I don't know what else to end on.
Well, somebody has a question over here.
Question.
Say something. Okay, we just arrived late, so, like, we're still looking drunk, so I guess we can still kind of talk. We're from Canada. And
he's Canadian.
Canadian. Yay, Boston, Canada.
Watching the United States' reaction to the Boston bombings compared to, let's say, like, 9/11, it seems like
You would have thought fucking 9/11 happened all over again, right?
The whole discourse on terrorism has matured so much, and we admire the restraint shown to, like, with regards to the media, with regards to stereotyping, you know, the bombers, the professionalism, the police force, the Boston Police Force, it's like, it's really admirable. So this is being handled a lot better than previous things. So.
Well, thank you.
He's saying that as Americans, we did a better job handling this than
the Boston 9/11. Because now we're prepared for it. Yeah.
It's so true.
Yeah. So that's good for my Canadian.
I wish I was Canadian.
I do wish
jelly.
I was Canadian. Like, Canadians are fucking awesome. Yeah.
Honestly, okay, nothing against Canada.
Nothing against Canada.
We don't like that free healthcare.
The U.S., this is because I can go into Canada and my money's worth a lot more.
Just a tiny bit more, like that fucking US
of your banking
dollars shit these days. God love the
queen. So where in Canada are you from?
From Toronto.
Oh, it's
where I wish I lived. Yay. I want to be from
Toronto.
There's
a shoe museum in Toronto. Shut up, you passed it this morning.
Tell her everything about it.
Everything.
It's going to be demolished, actually.
What?
Why are they getting rid of the shoe museum?
It's going to be demolished?
It's a pretty high-value area.
High-value area. Oh, yeah.
That's so sad.
Fucking Donald Trump is moving into Canada, and they're going to build a goddamn condo.
Oh, man. We need to make sure that if that happens, that we're on it. If they give,
what
if they give away the shoes?
Oh, my God. If they give away the shoes, will you go get us some? Oh, my Jesus. I love bad shoes. I own, like, over 200 pairs of shoes. Yeah. No, like, I have 3 pair on me right now. I swear to God. I'm wearing a pair. I have
came
the,
wearing
I
a different
came
pair.
Wearing a different pair. And I have a spare pair in my purse. Yeah, a spare pair. Like, I'm a fucking prepared bitch. Like, yeah, it's fucking crazy. The poor girl in front of me is like, I have 1 fucking pair of shoes on me tonight.
Who's your favorite stylist when it comes to shoes?
Oh, you know, a cheap. That's my favorite stylist.
Cheap. Whatever's on sale.
Actually, you know, I love wearing Steve Madden shoes. They tend to be the most comfortable for
me. He does make good comfy
Madden
shoes.
Girl and Steve Madden. Unfortunately, they tend to run a tiny bit big. I've been prone to buying 8.5s these days because I've gained a little weight. And so having it like half a size extra in my shoes is a little more comfortable for my fat ass to be walking on 5 inches. But sometimes his shoes run super big, but cheap. Like, I'm a cheap shoe bitch. Like, I'm a Milano Blanc girl.
We have 2 more minutes. Any other questions for us?
Yeah.
In Game of Thrones.
Do I watch Game of Thrones?
I do not. I think Maggie does. So
no, Mark does. Mark I know does. I need to. It's on my list.
I just got all the movie channels.
Yes,
I
if we watched
my
Game of
cable,
Thrones.
So now I have like HBO through Skinamax. I watched porn last night. Yeah.
I just, you know,
fucking Skinamax. I hope they're using
watch
lots
a show
of lube.
And I watched the whole thing.
Because that's all they did was dry hump the whole entire fucking time. Yeah. Oh, fucking dry humping motherfuckers.
Oh, why weren't we invited to the porn party?
Oh, we were drunk.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're too drunk to read that. So, all right.
Wait, what is that internet rule? Rule
34.
Rule 34.
There is a porn of it somewhere.
That's right. Yeah. If it exists.
Oh, they just did a Clerks porn.
What?
They just did a Kevin Smith Clerks porn.
Oh, Clerks porn.
Yeah, all right. All right, let's pose for 1 more picture. You want 1 more picture? You want us to be like...
We're fabulous. We're
fabulous.
Drinks,
we'll have
drunk.
Some drinks.
We're going to be cute. We're
Chen
smiling.
Are we like chin free? Double chin free?
Yes, you're good.
Nothing Photoshopped.
Awesome. You got to do neck out and chin down, right? Down, but not that down. Much. Yep. Just like, you know,
like
you, then you bring it up a little bit.
Hello. Or you do it from above. So,
hey.
All right. So we should wrap it up because it's fucking 50 minutes. Because
it's that time.
Yep,
it's that time. So you guys... Thank you so much.
Woo!
Let's make like a fetus and head out of this bitch.
I fucking love that. So I'm Shannon Marshall and I'm the sex toy chick. No.
Shannon just gave the wrong Twitter handle.
I'm at Shannon's party.
I'm Maggie Mabel. I'm at the sex toy chick. And
this has
been
Getting Drunk with Shannon and Maggie.
At PenguinCon.
Episode 31.
Pregnant women are smug. Everyone knows it, nobody says it, because they're pregnant. Effing son of a gun. You think you're so deep now, you give me the creeps now that you're pregnant. I can't count all the ways how you speak in cliches now.
So, do you want a boy or a girl?
Oh, it doesn't matter as long as it's healthy.
Really? Because I don't feel like those two things are related at all. It's not like one or the other.
No, as long as it's healthy.
I can't wait to hear someone say, don't care if it's brain dead, don't care if it's limbless, if it has a penis.
Cause pregnant women are smug. Everyone knows it, nobody says it, because they're pregnant. This end world you're enjoying makes you really annoying.
So, is it a boy or a girl?
Oh, we know, but we're not telling.
What are you gonna name it?
Oh, we know, but we're not telling.
Who's the father?
Oh, we know, but we're not telling.
Bitch, I don't really care. I was being polite now, since you have no life now that you're pregnant. You say you're walking on air. You think that you're glowing, but you had been hoeing, and now you're pregnant. You're just giving birth now. You're not Mother Earth now.
Yeah, I have a lot going on. I got my degree, I moved, I wrote a novel.
Gosh, everything just seems so trivial now that I'm pregnant.
I also built a nuclear fusion reactor.
You know, I can't even really remember what I did before I was pregnant. Everything just seems so meaningless.
Pregnant women are smug. Everyone knows it, nobody says it, because they're pregnant. Effing son of a gun. You think you're so deep now, you give me the creeps now. Now that you're pregnant.